Welcome to CCK Live. Today we'll be discussing VA disability compensation benefits for knee conditions and knee pain. Knee conditions are extremely common among veterans. In last year's annual benefits report, VA cited limitation of flexion of the knee as one of the most commonly claimed VA disabilities.
Veterans who develop a knee condition can receive service connection for that condition through multiple different paths. First, it could be through direct service connection, where the knee condition was directly caused by service, or perhaps secondary service connection, where the knee condition was either caused or aggravated by another service-connected disability. And then finally, just aggravation generally, where a veteran might have a pre-existing knee condition that was made worse by their service.
If a veteran receives service connection for their knee disability, VA will assign a disability rating, which can range from 0 to 100%, depending on the type of knee condition. VA ratings for knee pain will depend on the type of knee injury, the severity of the diagnosed knee condition, the knee's range of motion, and the pain that it causes. These factors can determine the diagnostic criteria used to assign the rating.
Knee-related conditions are typically rated under 38 CFR 4.71A. Some of the most common are limitation of flexion of the knee, limitation of extension of the knee, instability of the knee, ankylosis of the knee, total knee replacements, and partial knee replacements.
Regarding total knee replacements, under Diagnostic Code 5055, veterans are rated at 100% for the first 4 months following a knee replacement surgery if the entire knee joint was replaced by a prosthesis. Following those 4 months, the veteran attends a C&P exam to determine the severity of their remaining symptoms. Then a new rating is assigned based on those symptoms. And again, following that four-month period, veterans with weakness or severe pain will receive up to a 60% rating, while the minimum rating for a total knee replacement is 30%.
Let's review some more common knee conditions and their ratings. First is limitation of flexion of the knee. The rating for this condition is based on range of motion measurements and is rated between 0 and 30%.
Next is limitation of extension of the knee, meaning your knee cannot straighten all the way. VA rates this condition between 0 and 50%, also based on range of motion measurements. And then there's ankylosis of the knee, another common disability, which means stiffening and immobility. VA rates veterans between 30 and 60%.
And then finally, there is instability of the knee. This means that the knee has too much motion from side to side or regularly dislocates, and VA rates instability of the knee anywhere between 0 and 30%.
Other important concepts veterans should know about knee disability benefits are VA's painful motion rule, the bilateral factor rule, the functional loss rule, and the major joint rule.
So the painful motion rule states that veterans should be afforded a 10% rating even if they do not meet all diagnostic code criteria for a limited range of motion, but can otherwise show they have painful motion. Indicators of painful motion could be function loss, interference with sitting and standing, pain during motion, and fatigability. If VA does not take these factors into consideration, veterans may want to consider appealing for a higher disability rating.
The bilateral factor rule applies when both of the veteran's knees are affected. VA recognizes that if a veteran has a disability that affects both knee joints, the ability to function on a daily basis will be even more limited. In these cases, VA will combine the ratings of the left and right knees, then add an additional 10%.
VA's functional loss rule says that VA should evaluate how the veteran's condition affects their ability to function in daily life when assigning a rating. Factors include pain, how severe the condition is during flare-ups, and how often the flare-ups occur. Even if a veteran has a full range of motion, if they are in so much pain that they cannot function, then this should be accounted for in their disability rating.
Lastly, VA's major joint rule essentially says that if a veteran has a diagnosis of arthritis for their knees, VA should apply the normal range of motion test and determine if the veteran qualifies for a disability rating under the diagnostic codes for limitation of flexion of the knee or limitation of extension of the knee.
If VA completes the range of motion test and determines that the veteran has good range of motion overall, but still experiences pain, then VA should use diagnostic code 5003 for arthritis. If veteran has confirmed arthritis through x-ray evidence, VA should assign either a 10 or a 20% disability rating based on the severity of their condition and whether it affects one or both knee joints. This allows VA to maximize the veteran's compensation for their knee injuries.
For more information on knee conditions and how to get VA disability benefits for these type of disabilities, check out our other videos in our blog at ckk.com/blog. Also, be sure to subscribe to our channel to stay up to date with the latest VA disability information. Thank you for tuning in.